not kicking the answer to touch, but I mean, it is the Taoiseach's prerogative what he does. I was at a meeting last night in Balbuffet with my members, an all-county meeting, and the members of Fine Gael are very anxious that Donegal has a voice within whatever formation of government is going to be over the next few hours. And certainly when Enda Kenny gave me the opportunity 18 months ago, a very, very challenging brief at the time, I feel I've worked hard, I feel I've delivered to my Gaeltacht community, and I'm hoping to be, you know, available in over the next few days for the Taoiseach to look at, not just at Joe McHugh as a politician, but also to look at County Donegal and the entire North West. And I'm keeping a very, very close eye on the Assembly elections in Northern Ireland. We're going to have new personnel in the Assembly, and from a selfish point of view, a selfish regional point of view, my job, whatever it'll be, we'll hope to be working very closely with my colleagues across the border and delivering for the region in services such as transportation and health.
Okay, but there'll be various constituencies throughout Ireland who'll be rejoicing today that their independence have got them such a great deal. People in Donegal might be wondering what they've got out of all of this.
Well, there was an opportunity for all independents to meet and negotiate. I am aware that Thomas Pringle met with Simon Colveney in the very, very early days. I think it may have just been one meeting. That's as far as it went.
Do you think he missed a trick here?
Well, I know Thomas is on record saying that, you know, there's ideological differences now, but if you look at the composition of the independents now, there are going to be senior ministers and junior ministers. A lot of them would share Thomas's ideology. But the bottom line is when people vote in elections, and if you look at the configuration of the five TDs that were elected in the last election, a lot of it was very localised. A lot of the people who vote for politicians, they want politicians to look after their own areas. And certainly there will be questions asked in Southwest Donegal as to why maybe Thomas didn't...
Well, let me ask you bluntly, would Donegal have gotten more out of this deal had there been a Thomas Pringle there?
Yeah, I think so. For specific issues, you know, when you look at John Halligan exercising his power in relation to health services in the Southwest, and that was a factor. There are other independents looking at different issues and single issues in the relevant constituencies. But what I would be saying would be, whatever the configuration and makeup of this government is going to be over the next couple of days, it will be my job and my duty to look after the entire county, the entire constituency, and certainly the outstanding issues that I certainly worked hard in the last 5 years. I will be continuing to work on those.